Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Gifts of Imperfection, let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. Brené Brown offers a transformative guide to wholehearted living, a journey that encourages us to shed the weight of others' expectations and embrace our authentic selves. Through a decade of research, engaging storytelling, and thoughtful insights, Brown decodes the 10 guideposts for living a more authentic, compassionate, and connected life. The book not only challenges the societal norms that equate success with perfection, but also provides a blueprint for transforming the way we live, love, parent, and lead. It's a rallying cry for anyone yearning to cultivate a sense of self-worth, belonging, and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of authenticity. Brown emphasizes the profound impact authenticity has on our lives. Striving to be authentic means letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we actually are. Brown argues that authenticity is not something we have or don't have. It's a practice, a conscious choice of how we want to live. Authenticity demands wholehearted living and courageously facing each day with the intent of being true to oneself. It's about accepting your imperfections and vulnerabilities and not letting fear of judgment or failure deter you from your values and beliefs. The pursuit of authenticity dismantles the notion that we must chase perfection to lead fulfilling lives. Secondly, understanding shame and vulnerability. Brown delves deep into the concepts of shame and vulnerability, threading them as central themes throughout The Gifts of Imperfection. She distinguishes shame from guilt and explores how shame affects our sense of self-worth and belonging. Brown argues that vulnerability, often perceived as a weakness, is actually our most accurate measure of courage. By embracing our vulnerabilities, we open ourselves up to the possibility of deeper connections and a fuller life. Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It's about showing up and being seen, the true measure of courage. Thirdly, cultivating self-compassion. Brown advocates for the importance of self-compassion as a method to combat the often crippling fear of not being enough. She addresses the critical voice within that tells us we are not smart enough, thin enough, or good enough. Through her research, Brown found that replacing self-criticism with self-compassion is key to fostering resilience, confidence, and a positive sense of self. She offers practical strategies for developing self-compassion, which can lead to greater acceptance of our imperfections and an understanding that we are worthy of love and belonging, just as we are. Fourthly, embracing joy and gratitude. In a society that often prioritizes status and achievement, Brown highlights the transformative power of joy and gratitude. She explains that a joyful and content life is not the result of having everything perfect, but rather recognizing and appreciating the beauty of our imperfections. Cultivating practices of gratitude can lead to a more fulfilling and wholehearted life. By acknowledging the goodness in our lives, even in the midst of hardship, we can find deeper levels of joy and contentment. Brown offers practical tips for incorporating gratitude into daily life, which can effectively shift one's perspective from scarcity to abundance. Lastly, letting go of perfectionism. Brown tackles the pervasive problem of perfectionism, describing it as a self-destructive and addictive belief system that fuels the primary thought: if I look perfect, live perfectly, and do everything perfectly, I can avoid or minimize the painful feelings of shame, judgment, and blame. She distinguishes healthy striving from perfectionism and stresses that perfectionism hampers achievement. Brown provides insights on how to challenge and let go of the compulsive behaviors and thought patterns that lead to perfectionism, advocating for embracing our flaws and vulnerabilities as avenues for growth and connection rather than sources of shame. In conclusion, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown is a compelling read for anyone struggling with the pressures of perfectionism and the fear of not being good enough. Brown's insights are especially valuable in today's high-stress, performance-driven culture. She provides practical strategies for living a more authentic, compassionate, and connected life, making the book a valuable resource for those looking to foster self-acceptance, resilience, and meaningful connections. Moreover, it offers a beacon of hope for those who feel lost amid societal demands, inviting them to rediscover the joy of being themselves. Whether you are navigating personal challenges, seeking deeper connections, or in pursuit of personal growth, Brown's Guideposts to Wholehearted Living can illuminate the path to a more satisfying and purposeful life. If you would like to support Brené Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.